Thousands of refugees live here in Camp Kazer. They settled here in blistering heat with the few things they carried from home as they fled the militants of the Islamic State in the Levant or Syria's civil war. Khalid Ahmed Ali says he was wounded by a Syrian barrel bomb attack on Mosul. He says that he and his family want to be relocated far away.
I will never go back to Mosul. We want the UN or someone to take us to a new country.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, calls the flow of refugees staggering.
We have more than 220,000 Syrian refugees in Iraq that are in Kurdistan essentially. And we have internally displaced that altogether represent more than 2 million.
Camp Kazer provides shelter to people from all religious and ethnic groups. While many say they want to stay in Kurdistan, others want to be close to their own communities. Ibrahim Ismail Hassan is a Turkman from Tal Afar, Iraq.
Terrorists drove us out of Tal Afar with bombings. We want to go to Najaf, but there's no way to get there. We spent all our money already.
The Kurdistan Regional Government runs this clinic. Every day, 300 to 400 people come to the dispensary run by Rizgar Haji. Because of the barren conditions, minimal sanitation, and blistering heat, he says many refugees are ill.
We realize that vomiting and diarrhea is related to the bad food, and maybe it's because of heat. Their food, they don't have a refrigerator to keep their food in the correct way, so that's why most of them, they get that, disease.
Inside the tents, it is stifling hot, but still better than baking in the blazing summer sun. And there are, for some people, a few things to keep themselves occupied. Despite the squalid conditions, many here find ways to maintain their dignity and find a reason to smile, especially the children. Jeffrey Young, VOA News, Camp Kazer, Kurdistan, Iraq.